Are you looking at naked tribeswomen?
No, look.
That's a pig.
I know, but look at the knobs on it.
Hey.
Emily's cousin kicked me out.
What?
Why?
Well, when you're subletting an apartment from your wife's cousin, and then you get a divorce, sometimes the cousin suddenly wants his apartment back.
Well, how can you do that? Didn't you sign a lease?
Who needs a lease when it's family?
Hey, you can stay with us.
Yeah,
we'll take care of you.
Absolutely. Anything you need, man. But you have to promise me you will let us know the second you are feeling better so that we can make fun of your hair.
Yeah.
You got it.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys. I really appreciate this. All right, well, I'm going to get packing again. Wow, I've been moving around so much lately, I'm beginning to feel like a nomad. What?
He thought you said gonad.
If every restaurant were as clean as yours, it'd be a tough time making a living.
Oh, Larry. So, do health inspectors work on commission?
No, bribes.
Oh. It's okay to laugh, right?
Yeah, I was just kidding.
Okay.
I'm gonna check the kitchen floor.
Okay, knock yourself out, Larry. I don't get violations. You could eat beans off that floor, but don't, because that'd be a violation. Yum, meat. Larry?
Oh, yeah, I'd let him check out my kitchen floor.
A98. I deducted 2 points because you're not wearing your chef's hat, and that is a Section 5 violation.
Oh, look, Larry, honey. I wrote the book on Section 5, and I know that you don't have to wear your hat unless you're in the kitchen.
And where is your hat?
It's in the kitchen. I'll go get it.
Ah, there's the 2 points.
Hey, you should really read that book you wrote. Wow. You saw the hat in the kitchen and you knew she'd have to go in there hatless to get it. You could have your own, you know, health inspector detective show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, but then I could be your sidekick, Vunda.
Maybe Vunda could give me your number and I could ask her to dinner sometime.
Okay, she would love that. You know, since you know all the clean places to eat.
I'll call you.
Okay. He's so funny.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ron, how's Ross doing?
You know, since all the Emily stuff.
He's not great, but, he's dealing with it.
Mm.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not going to try...
Oh, honey, please. No, I can't get started with all that raw stuff again. I mean, he's going to be screwed up for a long time. And besides, you know, I don't go for guys right after they get divorced.
Right. You only go for them 5 minutes before they get married.
Pounds of mocha java, please.
Danny? Are you guys ever going to go out again?
I don't know. He hasn't called me since that one time we went out. I see him in the hallway. We flirt. I'm all, ha, 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 ha. Nothing.
Hey.
Hi, Danny. Wow, thirsty, huh?
Actually, I'm having a party at my place on Saturday. Sort of a housewarming kind of thing.
Oh, oh, fun.
Great.
I'm yeah, really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay, see ya.
Well, I guess we won't be warm in his house. Okay. All right, I see what he's doing. He's not asking me out because he wants me to ask him out.
And you're not going to do that.
That's right. Because that would give him the control. So now he's all, oh, coming up with this whole I've got a party thing, you know, trying to get me to hint around for an invitation. Blew up in his face, didn't it? So there is no party? Oh, no. There's a party. There's a party. But the power, that is still up for grabs. You follow me?
I think so. So he's not inviting you to his party because he likes you.
Exactly.
Then why didn't he invite me?
Oh, to throw me off.
Ross? Hey, roomies!
Love what you've done with the place.
Oh, yeah, I know, it's a lot of boxes, but again, I really appreciate you guys letting me stay here.
Not a problem. And listen, hey, since you're gonna be here for a while, I was thinking we put your name on the answer machine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I hope you don't mind, but I kind of already jazzed it up a little. Check it out. Pretty cool, huh?
You're fake laughing too, right?
Oh, the tears are real.
You look beautiful this evening.
Show me the badge again. Shiny.
Oh, you mind if I wash up? Because I came straight from work and who knows where these babies have been.
Just nonstop.
We're out of here.
Why?
Just walking past the kitchen, I saw 10 violations. I am shutting this place down.
You have the power to do that?
This does.
Shut it down.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
You built a fort, didn't you?
Kinda.
Oh, my God. The air purifier. Ross's air purifier. All I heard for 4 years through college was...
Dude, you should have gone out once in a while.
I hate this thing.
Come on, Chandler. Ross is our friend, okay? He needs us right now. So why don't you be a grown-up and come and watch some TV in the fort.
I can't believe that Larry closed down Cherman's. I love that place.
Yeah, I know, but you should have heard about all their violations. Larry said that they should call it Vermin's. That guy just plain kills me.
Oh, hi, Danny.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to invite you to the party tomorrow night.
Oh, thanks. I'll try to stop by.
Yeah, actually, I think I'm going to be busy.
You are?
Yeah. Remember, I've got that gala.
What's a gala for?
It's a regatta gala.
Really? You sail?
No, but I support it.
Okay, well, hope I see you tomorrow night.
Okay.
Take care.
Okay. Walked right into that one, didn't he?
What one? He wanted him to invite you to the party, and he did.
Yeah, but he waited until the last minute. So if I said yes, he would know that I had nothing better to do than wait around for an invitation to his stupid party. But I said no, which puts me right back in the driver's seat.
Okay. So the ball is in his court?
Ball? No, there's no ball.
Hey, Phoebs, yeah. You want to join us?
Sure. Yeah. Where's this from?
It's from Sun Ling's.
Oh. Larry just told me something about Sun Ling. Oh, no, thank you.
Okay.
Joey, please.
Sorry.
Hello, children.
Hey, wanna play some foosball, please?
Okay.
No. We have to move the table into my room, yeah, because of all the boxes. Come on. All right. I have one question. What is the deal with this?
Bye-bye, little puppet Joey Hand.
Quiet down thing?
You mean this?
Look, I don't know how much more of this I can take. Did you know he taped over my Baywatch tape with some show about bugs? My God. What if that had been porn?
Huh? All right, look, you know, this may be tough, but come on, it's Ross. I survived college with him.
All right. I guess I can hold out a little longer. Let's have a game.
Okay. Oh, he's hurt.
No. Yes!